Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue, comes before the Dáil tomorrow again to address the issues surrounding election posters. This time, he's expected to deal with the 2020 election. Party and government colleagues came out in his defence over the weekend, but the opposition are getting their questions ready for him. And Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor at the Irish Independent, is here in the studio. Good morning, Fionnán.
Morning, Claire.
So will you take us through what's going to happen tomorrow?
Okay, 10 to 4. So after leaders' questions and the regular order business of the business of the Dáil for the week, Pascal Donoghue will step forth and give a statement. Now, on this occasion, it is specified that there will be questions and answers. This was the contentious issue last week, that he made a statement. Opposition leaders could make a statement. He did or he didn't answer some of those questions in a summary at the end. That the accusation being made was he was specifically asked about the 2020 election and didn't answer that question. So we know now he came out the following day and said that he would be making a statement. That statement will be made, and it's anticipated that he will now deal with the 2020 general election. The suggestion is that there was additional postering done on his behalf, which was not declared both either as an election expense or a potential donation.
Mm-hmm. Interesting to hear the fight back over the weekend, in particular the Taoiseach on this week, very confidently expressing confidence in Pascal Donoghue, you know, said that he'd spoken to him over the weekend, and he seemed to be pretty content that this will be laid to rest tomorrow. Would you agree?
Yeah, the Taoiseach and the Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan, who are very strongly supporting Pascal Donoghue, and that's, you know, kind of part of a narrative there as well, that really, you know, he's kind of the string that holds the coalition together, because Leo Varadkar is too much of a divisive figure. We're only a month into Leo's new term as Taoiseach. He's already snubbed Dara O'Brien on a housing meeting. He's already babysat Stephen Donnelly, and he's already told his own party when the next general election is going to be, and then said, oh, but I'll be talking to Micheál Lehman about this. Now, Micheál Martin has different views on that. So you can see how the rows could build up without an ameliorating figure there in the middle. So there is a kind of view. Look, if Pascal was not to be there, it would damage the stability of this government.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know, what the tone of what the defenders said over the weekend? And I suggest that they were saying, look, this is much ado about nothing. Do you think that is the general view, the public view?
Well, the public view is that, what is this about? There wasn't 11,000 people marching in Limerick on Saturday over Pascal Donoghue's posters. Let's be clear about that. There are broader issues. You've just been dealing with the child mental health issue. There is already the hospital overcrowding, and there is the ongoing housing crisis, where we've seen record homeless figures being hit over Christmas. So they're the day-to-day issues that are affecting ordinary people. So they're the ones that they are engaged with. The issue here is quite simple. It's the law, and whether the law was breached or not. The acts that are in place are fairly simple and straightforward. You have to give account for your election expenses. You have to account for your donations on an annual basis. And that's intended that to be transparency, so that the public will have confidence. You just had a conversation here a while ago with Mairead McGuinness talking about how the European Parliament has been damaged by allegations of wrongdoing there. So you can see how this can have a corrosive effect on the entire system. Also, you have to bear in mind, this system was brought in actually by Fine Gael and government. Fine Gael TDs are now complaining, actually, you can't do nothing, you have to fill out a form for nobody going to politics here. Well, it was actually brought in at a time when corruption brought in within their own party, and particularly Fianna Fáil, even more so, was an issue that was damaging the public perception of politics. This was brought in. There was also a quid pro quo. We, the taxpayer, are the biggest donors to political parties. Our money funds their operations outside of election periods. About 12 million a year goes into the political party system. Fine Gael get 3 million of that. So if they want to do away with the forms, we can also say, well, give us back our money then.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the Electoral Act, well, don't take the funding then that goes with it.
And just when it comes to the forms, you had a closer look, didn't you, at the legislation around this, the political donations guidelines.
Well, this is more Fine Gael's take on how the
This is their own guidelines on how
the law applies. So we're talking about the letter of law here, and certainly the spirit of the law is not being adhered to. The guidelines to TDs, senators and MEPs is, if you get a donation off someone, you can go back and ask for a similar amount from their spouse. So you can get twice the amount from the one house. You should go back, and once you've got your donation, go back and ask them, do they want to contribute to the party as well? Always ask for more is the guideline there. It's only the net amount. It's not the gross. So it's basically advising TDs and centres, get as much as you can out of people. So I don't really think that back in 1997 when John Bruton talked about openness, transparency and accountability at the heart of government, that this was exactly what he had in mind as being interpreted by Fine Gael now.
And do Fine Gael's guidelines define what a donation is?
Oh yeah, I mean, it also says that if you breach guidelines, it's very serious for both yourself, the party, and it can lead to anything up to imprisonment. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they are quite clear. This is a very serious matter. It is set out quite clearly in the law what the rules and regulations are, and then they basically advise on what's the best way to stretch that law to its limits.
When we're coming towards the end of last week, it was considered to be very bad news that Pascal Donoghue was having to come back in on Tuesday to make a further statement. Then there were rumours that he might say something over the weekend. How do you think it's looking for him today?
It's the fact that Micheál Martin and Eamon Ryan are pretty cool about this one, and obviously Leo Varadkar is fully behind him as well, is the main point here. Nobody has actually called for his resignation. That's quite interesting, although, you know, Piers Doherty has got very exercised about it, as has Roisin Shotwell, as has Ivana Bacic. There's nobody threatening a motion of no confidence. There's nobody saying he absolutely has to go here. So it looks like there is an advantage to the opposition here that a leading figure in government is perhaps damaged by this affair, but not necessarily sacrificed for the sake of what people are viewing as a minor offence. But it is yet another damaging affair for Fine Gael, not just on the back of Damien English, but on the back of Leo Varadkar's investigation, on the back of the other cronyism issues that have arisen for the party around state boards, around appointments to various different bodies. And if you look at the people who have been coming out defending Pascal Donoghue over the past week, you do have to say there was a few omissions to some of the high-profile debates. Junior minister has been rolled out. Where's Simon Harris? Where's Simon Hoveney? Where's Heather Humphreys?
Saying we didn't hear from them over the weekend.
Well, we hear from them, but they're not exactly going out heavily to bat for them. And if they were in trouble, you'd have to say Pascal Donoghue would be the one out defending them quite heavily and not leaving it to junior ministers to do so.
Fionnán, thank you for coming in. Let's go to the newsroom and to Brian Jennings.